This is Bob Trakius bringing you the other side of the news.
Death and hatred to mankind, poisoning their brainwashed minds. Oh, Lord, yeah.
Yes, we're streaming live on the Free Press Network and at WGRN.org. Also on the radio, WGRN LPFM 94.1 and WCRS LPFM 92.7, Mr. Dugan.
Oh, hello there, Bob.
And 98.3.
Oh, don't forget 98.3. I like the 94.1, but the 98.3 is very nice, too. I also brought a Christmas present that I got. It's superheroes, jelly beans. Bob's been eating them, but that's okay. That's all right
by
me.
They're gourmet.
They're gourmet, yes, for gourmands only.
But I'm not an oligarch.
You're not an oligarch? You
could be. Even though I eat the gourmet jelly bean in the tradition of Ronald Reagan.
That's right. And if you wanted to be an oligarch, you could be. In the meantime, the supreme American oligarch is being impeached. And since we didn't really delve much into it on any of the previous shows, maybe it's time that we do. Are we going in the right direction with this impeachment, Dr. Bob?
Well, you know, the amazing thing to me is he admits he does impeachable offenses right on TV in front of everyone. And he simply asserts there's no evidence. It's like, hey, Chinese, why don't you get involved and do some spying? He says it in front of a billion people. And then he says, there's not a shred of evidence.
And his followers.
You thought you saw me on TV soliciting Marxist-Leninist fascist capitalists from China, me telling them, which is what I said,
but it was fake news.
Yeah, it's fake news when you actually see the reality.
Yeah.
So, this came out of a whistleblower, and he wants you to ignore it.
Right.
So a member of the, you know, military-industrial complex doing his job says, look, this guy's cutting private deals and holding up money.
Mm-hmm.
So it's fact-based.
Threatening our national security.
Yeah, right. But Trump realizes that, you know, we have a long history of anti-intellectualism and, you know nothingism and whatever we say. You know, this is the United States. It's a common denominator democracy. It's like the old adage on body parts, right?
Mm-hmm. You know. Right, it's the rule of the common man, and what if the common man steps up to rule? Right.
And again, Mr. Trump's not a common man, but he knows how to appeal to them.
Yes.
Particularly if
they think
you don't read
they
nothing.
They think he's one of them.
You don't go thinking, you don't go reading, and you simply make up your facts as you go along. And you claim that everyone's biased against you and there's a plot. So,
right, and that they've been trying to get rid of him since day one. And it's true somewhere. And why? Because of the emoluments clause that we discussed back then as well. From day one, he was breaking the emoluments clause with his hotel in Washington, D.C., for starters.
Absolutely. And again, it wasn't a high crime because he wasn't president. But this man is the leading ass-kissing money launderer for the Russian mob.
Right.
This man spent his life going bankrupt till he learned how to launder money for the Russian mafia. Mm. So he's in the pocket. The only debate should be, is he in Putin's, you know, back pocket, in the ass pocket, or in the vest pocket? That should be the
debate.
I kind of
think Putin's in Trump's back pocket, but sorry, I digress. But here's why, because we're on the path to impeachment, so it's cleared the House. Right now, as of our recording for this show, aired on 5:30 on Fridays, has not been sent to the Senate. So, and I think that Ms. Pelosi is playing a waiting game, and I think that's a good thing to try to at least break through the Senate for some potential rule changes and allow
witnesses.
Sure,
because if they would have sent it...
if it's to be a trial.
You know, who knows? Mitch McConnell's idea of a trial would have been, can we knock this off in 3 hours? Mm. It could have already been over.
Yeah. Didn't you love the way the House guys keep saying this is too quick, and the Senate, they're saying, no, it can't be quick enough. But anyway.
No, it should be quicker.
Right.
Now, Mitch McConnell will go down as one of the least courageous, most corrupt, and again, a person that absolutely has betrayed his oath of office.
Mm-hmm.
It's hard to
define.
I mean, he's got that kind of reek smell of the old Dixocrats about him.
Even though he's already made up his mind, as little Lindsay did too. And this is supposed to be a trial? That's absurd. He would have been dismissed from this
trial. But Lindsay's a little more interesting because he's got this S&M thing going on with Donald Trump.
Well, you might know more about that.
Well, I mean, everyone in the world who looks at their relations knows that it's S&M. Leslie is the B word, and Donald's the Mac Daddy.
Yeah.
Whatever.
I could get really gross and describe the human centipede from Putin and on down the line, but... We're not going to go there.
Yeah, maybe we should resurrect that movie.
Here's my question. Okay, so Nancy is holding up.
But why does Lindsay keep saying, more, please?
Nancy is holding up the sending over the articles. But I kind of feel like maybe she should wait until the court case is clear on the subpoenas, or would that take way too long?
Well, it depends. Obviously. Right, if she's got a chance to get a decision, you know, I think a lot of this stuff would go better if the courts said, yes, you can't obstruct everything. You have to turn over evidence. And the key thing is Trump should want the evidence turned over because he's claiming he did nothing wrong.
Right.
Yeah. He's the only man in the history of Earth that's never done anything wrong and has done everything perfect.
Right. The
phone calls. All his calls are perfect. All his conversations are perfect. Everything.
Every marriage was perfect.
You know.
Children are perfect.
And when he was attacking female genitalia, that was perfect.
Yeah. He did it perfectly.
But Christianity Today, founded by a man named Billy Graham.
Christianity.
And with an editorial.
As in the modern evangelicals.
Said that, of course, that Trump should resign.
Wow.
And again, Billy Graham's
This is
son,
the younger Billy.
Yeah. Franklin Graham.
I was going to say the older one's dead, but he could have been
a miracle. One of the sleaziest, most opportunistic, un-Christ-like figures on this earth, Franklin Graham, who just loves, he's like, look, look, he's pro-rape. He likes a president that sexually assaults women in the name of Jesus. The wonderful Franklin Graham, in the most holy name of Jesus, backs a sexual assaulter, a blasphemer.
And he says that Trump should resign?
No, he says...
I thought you said he did. I thought this was new news.
Christianity Today wrote an editorial saying he should resign.
Yes,
and Franklin Graham comes out and defends Trump.
Oh, that's right.
And I'm trying to think, how does any born-again Christian essentially defend a president that's a chronic and well-known liar, has admitted on tape that he sexually assaults women, who's a money launderer, a thief of the highest order, corrupt, and chronically lies.
I don't know when this was filmed, but I just saw it either today or yesterday where someone asked Trump if he ever asked God for forgiveness, and he said he didn't need to. Because he was always trying to do the right thing to correct any mistakes he might have made.
Well, sure, and like the Antichrist.
But he doesn't ask for forgiveness.
Like the Antichrist.
I love it.
He's perfect and never done anything wrong. So again, that just reveals to me.
And who is the Antichrist?
Donald Trump.
Okay. All right. I just wanted to get that.
Because he's never done anything wrong. And he claims to be a man of peace. And he gets others like Franklin Graham, who says, well, my dad said he voted for Donald Trump. The only time we ever heard of Billy Graham voting is he said he voted Democrat. So, Franklin Graham's going to use essentially the bones of his father, his father's legacy, to essentially protect and shield a man that assaults women, admits to it, is caught on tape, and one of the greatest pathological liars the U.S. has ever known.
All right, so you just mentioned that he had voted Democratic, this Graham fellow?
Well, Billy Graham admitted Billy that he had voted Democratic. Right.
And you yourself have voted Democratic.
In the last primary, I voted
Green
for
Party.
My good friend Dennis Kucinich.
Now you're back Democratic at this point?
Well, in Ohio.
Kind of like Mike Bloomfield
vote,
or Bloomberg, or, sorry.
Yeah, I wish I had his money.
Bloomfield was a blue.
I'd have my own party.
Yes.
The Bob Party.
Well, you can
do all Bob all the time.
All Bob all I
like
with that.
With some Dugan as the
I like that. The Bob Party. We're going to start it. That's a great idea. The Bob Party. So it's a palindrome.
And instead
and it's
of a chairman, we'd have a Barbara Ann.
But so nonetheless, so speaking of political parties. This brings up where I'd like to go next, which is to discuss the democratic process of choosing a man to, or a candidate to oppose President Trump, man or woman.
Like Elizabeth Warren?
There's a man I'd like to talk about, Mr. Bernie Sanders, who seems to be the most popular, particularly amongst the left in the Democratic Party.
You know, with massive, massive crowds
yes.
swarming to him.
A very popular guy. I love Bernie. I love him. But wasn't he cheated before? Or at least some have said he was cheated in the last campaign, in the last primaries.
Well, the exit polls
by the Democratic National Committee. Is this true or not? Because I'm
well, in,
I've heard
in all stars. Probability, you know, the Democratic Party, the regulars, the DNC, took action to make sure he wasn't there. Candidate, right? It was an assumption that it was Hillary Clinton's turn. So there were problems at some of the caucuses, right? You didn't really spell out. There was one where the proper papers weren't filed. You know, a lot of the Sanders people were new
And they didn't
caucuses.
File the proper papers.
Yeah.
Okay.
And again, you'd think the party would be there to be neutral and make sure everyone filed papers.
Really? Isn't that up to the candidate's campaign?
Well, you would think that the party would be neutral and you could get simple information like, how does your caucus work, right, in the name of transparency, as opposed to not telling people how the caucus work. And the regulars who were on Clinton's side, she had the advantage of having people who had been around politics, were doing much better than the newbies.
Right.
And it came in.
Right.
So you had that problem.
But that's not necessarily incumbent on the Democratic National Committee, is it?
Well, they claim they were being neutral and fair.
Yes.
There's also a report that they may have gotten a hold of the information used in the electronic input databases.
Aha.
The famed VAN information. And they may have been using that to promote Clinton's campaign,
right?
As opposed and giving bad information in some cases.
And did they or did they not rig the California primary?
Well, it's a question: did they rig it, or did people sign up for the wrong, the wrong category? You could sign up as an independent and vote in the Democratic primary. Those are the rules of the Democratic Party in their primaries in California. But some people who signed up claim they tried to sign up as an independent to vote in the Democratic primary, but instead they were put in the American Independence Party, which is a fascist party started by the racist George Wallace. I'm here. I'm an independent. Yeah.
American.
Yeah, you see the guys with the swastika tattoos?
Right.
Yeah, they're caucusing over there.
Mm-hmm. So did this is this has been bouncing around for a while. Did the Democratic National Committee rig the primary in California through electronic means or otherwise? And is there proof?
Well, there's.
I'd like to know.
There's proof that people were registered in the wrong party.
Mm-hmm.
There's proof that people who thought they had registered found that information did not get into the proper state and party computers.
So there is evidence.
Yeah, the question, And almost all of it goes against Sanders and all of it favors Hillary Clinton.
Okay.
There's the mass purgings of hundreds of thousands of voter registrations in Brooklyn, which was a Sanders stronghold. That's his hometown.
Yeah, no kidding. Right. Exactly.
And again,
why not? Why not cheat him on his own turf?
The clerk who did the mass purges, which she claims were an accident, had a house for sale, couldn't sell it, and then she put it up back on the market for double the price, and it was bought quickly by a major donor, the Hillary Clinton.
Wow.
So it kind of looks like, how do you prove it? Looks like a payoff. Looks like a mass purging that would hurt Bernie in
right,
New York.
Right. Well, while we discuss that, let's also remind people you're listening to The Other Side of the News, starring Dr. Bob Petraeus and yours truly, Dan Dugan, on WGRN at 94.1 and WCRS at 92.7. And 98.3, yes.
All right. Mm-hmm. There'll be a quiz on that. 94.1, 92.7, 98.3.
Right, so there you go.
And streaming live
in the meantime,
on the Free
Press. All right, so wait a second now. Let's get this straight. So he probably got cheated in California. He definitely got cheated in his own home turf in Brooklyn, right? And why is he continuing to run in the Democratic Party?
Because there's only two parties in the U.S., there's the
right-wing. Well, you just said yourself there's the
corporatists.
Well,
there's unaffiliated. Yeah.
There are lots of other parties.
Well, there's a few
the
minor parties.
Yes.
Well, the
I'm
Green
just
Party
saying.
Isn't on the ballot anymore
right.
in Ohio.
Right. Okay. Well,
the two major parties make it very difficult
yes,
for the third parties to emerge.
And Bernie's even actually a socialist.
A democratic socialist.
Yes, a democratic socialist. So why don't we just start a Democratic Socialist Party? If the Democratic Party is such a bunch of cheating, lying bastards, why do we all continue to participate in their little party?
Well, they tried from 1900 to 1956
right.
to form a Democratic Party in the U.S., and mm-hmm. they couldn't do it because when push comes to shove, people tend to vote for the lesser
evil. You mean a truly
evil.
Democratic Party?
Small-D right. Democratic
right.
Party
right. Okay.
that would give power to the people. But instead, when push comes to shove, people don't tend to vote their hopes and aspirations.
Go on.
They vote their fears. And like if they're not going to vote for a Jill Stein as a Green when they fear Donald Trump, they're going to vote for Hillary Clinton.
Or...
Well, I mean, it's the old
dare
line,
we say
right?
Joe Biden, right? But yeah, right.
You're going to vote for the Clinton who you really, 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 really dislike so that Trump who you really, 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 really dislike doesn't
yeah.
win.
I guess. Well, I guess that's the theory. But I just,
the
you know,
lesser
I like
evilism.
Bernie, but, if he's been cheated before, by the Democratic National Committee.
Well,
is there not a chance it happens again?
Well, I don't think they consider it cheating. They're like, look, Bernie's not a Democrat. What do we, I think there's an have to,
right.
what do we really
well,
owe him? He's an independent,
okay. yeah.
right? So it comes time, there's only two parties, so he's out there knocking on the door. Why would should we accommodate them?
Well,
you know, there's these Democratic Party regulars, right? I mean, they were mad at Obama because it was Hillary's turn. Right.
Yeah.
Is,
well,
you know, Republicans do the same thing.
How dare he?
Right. We're going to run Mitt Romney because it's his turn. We're going to run John McCain because it's
his turn.
Right. So you're supposed to wait.
I'm still trying to figure out how the American politic works that Hillary Clinton didn't enter into this presidential candidacy. But obviously she's over the hill.
Well, she was the second least popular candidate to run in the modern era
why
of
should
polling.
That stop
right?
her? Yes.
Right, and polling, which really comes about after World War II, right? Neither her or Trump had over a 50% favorable rating as they were running. Generally, the two major parties like to run people who have at least a majority of the population
right.
thinking of them, not saying they're going to vote for him,
right.
but thinking about him in a favorable way.
Okay. Where is Biden at this point in time with this
Biden,
election?
Biden's good.
Still likable enough in spite of all the Ukraine mudslinging.
Oh, Joe, right?
And you know Rudy's still over there trying to dig up some more evidence.
But,
you do know that, right? Rudy Giuliani is roaming around.
I thought he was over there looking for some big checks.
He's looking for big checks, but he's looking for evidence that Biden is corrupt, et cetera, and that will ruin Joe's campaign. But it doesn't seem to have derailed Joe.
Well, what should derail Joe is that weird video from 2017. Yeah, I'm sure you've seen it. The one where he claimed kids like to sit on his lap there at the pool and watch his hair rise up in the water and go back down.
Oh, it was just his hair.
He was babbling about roaches.
Okay. So I'm not sure what you're saying there, Bob. But anyway,
well,
I'm not sure what Joe Biden was saying
A few people who saw the video were wondering whether Joe Biden was hitting on all cylinders still.
Yes, right. I have heard that before, too. I hope Bernie is. Personally, I'll say it again. I think it's time for a woman to be in the White House. We're not going to get Hillary.
Bernie's
That's
firing
okay
on
by
all
me.
Cylinders, even though a few might be sputtering.
I don't see what's wrong with Elizabeth Warren or any combination of her and Bernie.
Yeah, she may be the compromise campaign.
Or maybe Bernie wins and he says, as a gentleman,
Warren.
I'm going to give the candidacy to Elizabeth Warren.
I don't
as
see
a progressive
that.
Guy who wants to see... Oh, really? That's not going to happen? Oh, come
no,
on.
No, but what I would think is
Gee.
That the party at a certain point... What should be clear is that Bernie draws the largest campaign rally supporters. He's got the largest amount of people following him. If you cut him off, which is what they did with Hillary Clinton, people will stay home and Donald Trump will win.
Mm-hmm.
They have to come up with a solution, with a compromise that cuts the progressive left wing into the platform and into the party. If that means running Elizabeth Warren or running her as vice president, it needs to be done.
Mm-hmm.
Essentially, the other candidates, old Joe isn't going to drag enough people out, right?
I don't know.
Yeah,
he's a popular guy.
Good old Joe there.
Black folks love him.
Well, black folks say they will vote for him.
Yeah.
Because he worked really well with the white racist Dixocrats. So you got, that's why if I was black, I would love him. It's like, he knew how to deal with Strom Thurmond. You know, they get together and tell a few.
Play golf.
Strom would, say a few racial jokes.
Yeah, play golf.
Joe would, say, well, look at the hair on my arm.
Play golf.
Go up and down.
All right, then. Well, I think we've beaten that dead horse.
Well, clubs
there,
with no black caddies and no black members.
Geez.
Bam de lam.
All right, then. That's par for the course. We have a little bit of time left. Why don't we just discuss the year in review? To some extent, things are getting a lot worse on the environmental front. And coincidentally, the person of the year was Greta
Thunberg,
and good for her. And she's trying to raise the clarion call that we're in big trouble, folks.
Big trouble.
You
got Trump trying to bully her on Twitter.
Uh-huh. But are there other events from this past year that stands out?
I'd like to give her a whacking on Twitter.
Well, yeah, and he did. As a matter of fact, his Twitter feed has gone up by ridiculous amounts, like 500 tweets and who's doing all this tweeting for him? Because, he's just sitting there
recently a lot of the stuff has been spelled right, so it's not him.
But were there any other events, other than, of course, the impeachment and the discussions in environment, that you'd like to discuss from this past year, Robert? The Buckeyes?
Well,
your Detroit Tigers, Michigan.
I went to the Moritz College of Law.
Mm-hmm.
I am a alumni of the Ohio State University.
Well, there you go. You're a true Buckeye. You give the Buckeyes much of a chance? against Clemson and then LSU.
Here's my problem. I would favor them if their quarterback wasn't wearing a big knee brace time I saw him.
It could be tricky.
Yeah, no, he's only 80-85%. You know, he's got to be at 100%.
But once again,
they're going to win.
On the year, are there any other events of the past year that you might... Hey, it's the end of the decade. You could even go back there.
It's the end of the decade as we know it.
That's right, exactly.
But
and I feel fine.
Again, the complete kind of dominance in Ohio of the Republican Party, I'd like to see that vanish. There were some positive things, you know, the Larry Householder, the Speaker of the House, saying we ought to consider doing away with the death penalty.
There you go. That is a step
in the
right
direction.
Yeah, in some rather dark political times.
You know, a lot of white suburban and rural people doing crack and heroin and fentanyl, we've become much more tolerant about locking people up who are addicted to drugs. So we're moving in that direction.
Yes, there's a movement to let some people free who are just facing... Yes.
Yeah, that are in there for drug possession.
Right.
So that's positive in the new year.
Mm-hmm. All right. Well, we're looking forward to that. And the Columbus Free Press in this coming year will be turning how old, Bob?
50. It's
How's
50th
that possible?
Anniversary. Well, it's possible because a few people... have made sacrifices to keep the paper alive, right? We're an all-volunteer.
Like yourself and your wife, Suzanne.
Yeah, yes. I would. But again,
and
there's
many
been
people over many
Tim
years.
Tim Chavez, our board members, and people like Train that have donated services to us.
Mm-hmm.
Again, so, you know, people like yourself that have emceed, and over the years when we were only 35 years old, gave us your bar free of charge.
Yeah, well, we certainly weren't doing benefits with the NRA. But no, the Free Press goes way back to
but
like...
But you did do one of them, as I recall, on the death penalty.
Yes, and I was interviewed down in Cincinnati, and the guy lied and said he wouldn't say anything against us, but of course he did. Fake news. At any rate, we're wrapping up the news here on this other side of the news.
Brought to you in part by people like Train DePriest.
And the Columbus Free Press.
And supporting the cooperative project known as the Free Press.
So send some money both ways, towards the radio stations and towards the Columbus Free Press through Patreon. All right? And we'd appreciate it. Happy New Year.
Death and hatred to mankind. Poisoning their brainwashed minds. Oh!